Blog Talk Radio.
Continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions or comments, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can also post your comments on our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com. We encourage you to support our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. We strongly believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Catapult them into service for the Lord. And as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, I encourage you to put your hands to the plow right where you are. Stop waiting for the big ship of ministry to come in. You must be faithful in ministering to little that is before you, that one person on your job, in your school, or that person you see regularly, as well as your family members and neighbors. You must be faithful in ministering to those that you are planted around before you can minister to larger groups. Luke 16 verse 10 says, He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Most are looking for bigger harvest field. Yet we must learn to stay constant right where we are before God will move us into bigger venues. Many are not constant in their service to the Lord right where they are. Stop getting weary in well-doing right where you are. So many get discouraged trying, equating the personal impact that they are having in the lives of people that they in some way minister to. It is the devil who will try to get you discouraged by looking at incomplete results. He wants you to stop ministering right where you are and become a spiritual gypsy, moving from here to there, never settling down to build something strong and long-lasting in God. God planted you right where you are to reach people where you are. The people you are around are important to God, and He planted you in their lives as an extension of His love to them, with the intention of extending them salvation, then development in the Word of God through teaching. Beloved, we must complete the task. We must forcefully advance the kingdom. We must make the enemies of Jesus Christ His footstool. Let us start with our families, our neighbors, our friends, and co-workers, and fellow students. We are to walk in authority on this earth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. O God of my salvation, hide not thy face far from me. Hear, O Lord, when I cry unto thee. Have mercy upon me and answer me. Be not silent to me. I become like them that go down into the pit. Draw me not away with the wicked and the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, and mischief is in their hearts. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me thy way, and lead me in a plain path, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving, and tell all thy wondrous works. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men. Look upon my affliction and my pain, O God, and forgive me of all my sins. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
The scripture for tonight will be taken from Jeremiah chapter 20, the King James Version. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, with the point of a diamond. It is graven onto the table of their hearts, and upon the horns of your altars. Whilst their children remember their altars, and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills. O my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. And thou even thyself shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. As a partridge sitteth on eggs, and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches, and not by right, shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee, neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest that which came out of my lips was right before thee. Be not a terror unto me. Thou art my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring unto them the day of evil, and destroy them with double destruction. Thus saith the Lord unto me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, whereby the kings of Judah come in, and by the which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem, and say unto them, hear ye the word of the Lord, ye kings of Judah. And all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem that enter into these gates. Thus saith the Lord, take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in the gates of Jerusalem, neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do ye any work, but honor ye the Sabbath day, as I commanded your fathers. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, and they might not hear, nor receive instruction. And it shall come to pass, if ye diligently hearken unto me, saith the Lord, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city, and the Sabbath day, but all of the Sabbath day, to do no work therein. Then shall these enter into the gates of this city, kings and princes, sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princess, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. And they shall come from the cities of Judah, from the places about Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the plain, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices, and meat offerings, and incense, and bringing sacrifices of praise unto the house of the Lord. But if ye will not hearken unto me to honor the Sabbath day, and not to bear a burden, even entering at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then will I kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I am believer.
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. As we continue on this spiritual journey, we spoke last week on biblical causes for a curse, and we focused on Deuteronomy 27, verses 15 through 26. Now we'll pick up where we left off, and in verse 18, people are cursed for misleading blind people. I believe that this includes all people who are helpless. I must also declare that this can be applied to people who are spiritually blind. When we purposefully misled blind people, both natural and spiritually, for the earth or take advantage of them for a laugh, we are cursed. Beware if you are called to be a Christian leader who misleads those who are blind spiritually. In verse 19, people are cursed for not being fair in judgments to a stranger, the fatherless and widows. There are some people who take advantage of those who are helpless, who don't have a husband, a father, or someone with strength to stand up for themselves, as well as those who don't know the rules or customs of a new place because they are strangers. Those who take advantage of these kinds of people will fall under a curse. In today's society, we have telephone marketers who call the seniors of our society to get them to buy things that are no good, or they try to get them to donate money as a scam. These people will be cursed. Even though they may feel that it is a job, that they were hired to do. In verse 20, we are told that people are cursed for lying with having sexual relations with their father's wife. This is because a person uncovers or shames what belongs to their father. Ham shamed his father Noah by uncovering his father's nakedness, looking at his father naked instead of covering him up. And because of this, his son Canaan was cursed to be a servant. In verse 21, we are told that a person is cursed for having sexual relationship with animals. This is perversion. God did not make man to have sexual relationship with animals or other men, nor women with other women. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Perversion in sexual behavior will bring about judgment or a curse. In verse 22, we are told that a person is cursed for having sexual relations with their sister. The further man moved from the pureness of man's gene pool that they had originally, the more issues they began to have with relationships in close family proximity. In the beginning, we know that Adam and Eve's children, brothers and sisters, married and had children. Yet sin over time began to cause problems in the gene pool. In verse 23, we are told that a person is cursed for having a sexual relationship with their mother-in-law. This is self-explanatory. In verse 24, we are told that a person is cursed for smiting, striking, slaughtering, slaying, or murdering, or killing their neighbor in secret. As I pointed out in verse 17, King David was also guilty of this when he had Uriah slain by sending him to the most heated battlefield for his death. Today, we often kill our brothers and sisters in Christ with our tongues, or what we say about them poorly, or killing their character. In verse 25, we are told that a person is cursed for taking pay to kill an innocent person. In verse 26, we are told that a person is cursed for not supporting the words of the law and doing them. This is basically simple, in that if you did not agree with and obey with the word of God, you were cursed. Additional curses. People are cursed for preaching an alternative gospel. Galatians 1, verse 7 through 10 says, "Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. People are cursed for cursing Israel and its seed, all Jewish people. Genesis 27, verse 29 says, let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be to everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be to he that blesseth thee. It is imperative that you watch what you say about Jewish people. And now, because we are the spiritual seed of Abraham, I would be very careful what you say about Christian people. People are cursed for bringing abominations or idols in their homes. Deuteronomy 7, verses 25 to 26 says, the graven images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein. For it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. When you bring abominable things into your home, thus idolatrous, you open an immediate door to the devil to afflict you. This includes bringing things or images into your home through the internet or television. Also having pictures or statues of false gods or anything else that you worship. People are cursed for trusting in man or putting their faith in man's arms, their strength. We will take a short break and come right
your sin. You came down and paid the price that no one else could have paid, as a ransom for my sins. Lord, I thank you today. I can't praise you enough, Lord, for dying for me. I was guilty with nothing to say.
Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World and Honoring the Great Commission. As we continue on this spiritual journey, speaking on understanding curse. Today, many people have put their faith in the economy and in military might. Yet before our eyes, we see our economy failing and many falling into financial disaster. Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 7 says, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be to the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his harm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be the eat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is." Dearly beloved, we encourage you to write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, and we will be very happy to provide you with in-depth studies of the understanding of curses. We would like to extend an invitation to salvation and to encourage you, those who have walked away from Christ, to recommit yourselves. Romans 3 verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Because all of us have sinned, we are separated from God. Not many people will dispute that they have sinned. We all have personal weaknesses and personal guilt. People are naturally self-serving. Even though people do good things, we all have done our share of wrong. And tonight, we have the opportunity to make it right by submitting to Jesus Christ and to repent of our sins. Jesus Christ was always inviting people to become his followers. He said to those by the Sea of Galilee, "Follow me." He invited his listeners to come to him, come by faith, to come for healing, to come for hope, to come for happiness. Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 16, verse 24, Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Perhaps tonight you feel that Jesus Christ is speaking to you. imagine if he was with you right where you are, giving you this invitation, what would you do? He is really inviting you to become his child or to recommit your life to him. Tonight, I encourage you to submit to him right now. He's calling you as an individual, calling you as a couple, calling you as a family. He died for you and rose again. His blood washes away our sins, and he can give you a new life if you submit. Come to Jesus Christ right now, while there is still time, while you can. Right where you are, please pray this prayer with me in faith. Father, it is written in your word that if I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in my heart that you have raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Therefore, Father, I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord. I make him Lord of my life right now. I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus Christ from the dead. I renounce my past life with Satan and close the door to any of his devices. I thank you for forgiving me of all my sins. Jesus Christ is my Lord, and I am a new creation. All things have passed away. Now all things become new. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have just received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York 11003, or you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you for tuning into our show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. And once again, I would like to encourage you that you should support our Christian bookstore at House of Christ Bookstore.com. www.houseofchristbookstore.com. And if you have any comments, you could visit our social network at www.ihostm.me.com. Dismiss us, O Lord, and send us forth in your strength. Keep us in your care, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen, and have a good night.